We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
You see, fruit will grow, remember that. See, baby Christians can be born again, and the potential for the fruit is there, and it's there, all right, but it needs to develop and grow. And baby Christians can be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for power, and have power in their lives. And yet fruit hasn't developed like it should, and yet fruit among other older Christians sometimes is developed to a greater degree. Love's grown. Love will grow. See, you can grow in love.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, The Spirit Within and The Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1.
I want you to notice that there is singing, that there's melody, that there's joy, that there's giving of thanks. I want you to notice that after Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive you the Holy Ghost," that they returned with great joy into Jerusalem and were continually in the temple griping and complaining. No. We're continually in the temple praising, hallelujah, and blessing God. Praise the Lord. Now, we need to maintain that spirit of praise. We need to maintain that spirit of joy. Remember again there in Ephesians 5, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy, isn't it? We need to maintain that buoyant spirit. Because you see, it not only does something for us, but it attracts the unbeliever. Makes him desire a like experience. Now you see, here's something that folks haven't been able to understand exactly in the Christian world. Because they've not rightly divided the word of truth. Sometimes you'll see a spirit of joy, a spirit of praise, and a spirit of buoyancy among folks who've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you'll see the fruit, you see, because joy is a fruit, you see. And sometimes you'll see the fruit of love. I've seen love, and that's one thing that many, I remember when I first came around Pentecostal people, you see. And one thing that many people said, and I can see it very clearly myself also, that sometimes among other Christians that didn't know about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, were not baptized with the Holy Ghost, did not speak with tongues, and yet the fruit of love was more pronounced in their lives than it was in these. You see, love is not a fruit of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Love is a fruit of the recreated born-again spirit because of the Holy Spirit within. Remember Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Where does the fruit grow? Out on the branch, doesn't it? "I am the vine, you are the branches," 15th chapter of John's Gospel. And so I saw and have seen, you see, fruit will grow, remember that. See, baby Christians can be born again and the potential for the fruit is there, and it's there, all right, but it needs to develop and grow. And baby Christians can be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for power and have power in their lives. And yet fruit hasn't developed like it should. And yet fruit among other older Christians sometimes is developed to a greater degree. Love's grown. Love will grow. See, you can grow in love. The love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We need to learn to let that love dominate us and learn to walk in that love. That's walking in the Spirit also, friends. But now then, we need to realize that just one experience, thank God for the new birth, there needs to be constant renewals of the Spirit. Now, any intelligent believer knows that he does not get everything at conversion. Well, since what we receive is through the Spirit, by the Word of God, through the Spirit, it is only logical to assume that more comes from the same source. Now, you remember Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:16, "For though the outward man perisheth," or is decaying, "yet the inward man is renewed," renewed, "day by day." Now, you couple that with Ephesians 3:16. Notice what Paul said as he prays for the church at Ephesus. And remember, they were born again, spirit-baptized believers, yet he prays for them, that he would grant you, praying to the Father, you see, according to the riches of his grace, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now then, therefore, the renewal of the Spirit is an absolute essential. How is it going to be obtained? Through a daily, consistent walk with God. Through fellowship with Him. Through the Word and in prayer. Now remember this. Remember that text over there in, again, the Old Testament in Isaiah 40? "They that wait upon the Lord," now here's that word renew again, "shall renew," "shall renew their strength," "shall renew their strength." Well, we'll come back to that later on here. Now, number two, walk in the Spirit. The Word of God tells us, remember Paul wrote to Timothy and said, "Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." Now many Christians, and rightly so, are glad because of the hope which they have of heaven. Thank God for that, the life which is to come. But there is, however, an earthly side to life, isn't there? And so Paul deals with the earthly side of life and the heavenly side of life when he said, "Godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." We need to be concerned about both of them. Some people, it seems like, are just concerned about one or the other. Are you listening to me? We've said sometime for years, some people become so heavenly minded they're no earthly good. Well, it's all right to be heavenly minded. But just don't push that to exact same. Right on the other hand, you could get unbalanced on this side. Some people become so earthly minded there'd be no heavenly good. Just turn it around. They're just concerned about this side of life. God's interested in both of them. Amen. Praise God. Notice, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Now I want you to turn with me for just a moment back over to the Psalms. The 103rd Psalm, because you see, we use this very often in preaching healing, and we should, praise the Lord. We should. 103rd Psalm, very first verse to begin with. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases." Well, thank God he does. And that's wonderful. And so usually that's about as far as we quote that, especially in our healing classes, because we're dealing with healing, you see. But now, thank God, that's not all of what he said. Look at that fourth verse. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." redeemeth means saves your life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercy. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God, I believe all of those are benefits of the Lord. Thank God for the benefits. Can you say amen? So then, there is the earthly side of the matter, an earthly side of life. And here in Psalm 103:4, we find the psalmist blessing God for redeeming his life from destruction. And that belongs to us also. Now, in order to enjoy such exemption, listen to me real carefully now. In order to enjoy such exemption, God has given us His Spirit to sanctify or to separate us from things which would destroy one's peace or injure one's health.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Our Living Faith Conferences will be starting 20th through the 22nd. That's Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And then Lynette will be doing Monday and Tuesday at 10:30 at Restore Church in Yorkville, Illinois. Pastors Jordan and Melissa Gash. And you can go get the times and locations for that. Just go to rhema.org. In fact, if you want to know any of the schedule, Craig's schedule, any of our schedules of where we're at and where we're speaking, just go to rhema.org.
And Yorkville is a little bit west of Chicago.
Yeah, it's just...
Or southwest, I think, right?
Yeah. And then we're going to drop down to Truesdale, Missouri, which actually is just west out of St. Louis there, just a little ways. And we'll be there October 23 through 25, Wednesday through Friday at Faith Christian Family Church with Pastors Terry and Becky Roberts. So, hey, if you're in the area or you just want to come, just get in a car and come on and see us. And if you got friends in those areas, let them know about our conferences.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Spirit Within and The Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.